T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ross Dellinger covers college football for Sports Illustrated, and he joins us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Ross, how are you? Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, good. How are y'all doing?
We're doing really well, man. And, you know, obviously it's been kind of a crazy time, right, with all these leagues switching up their schedules. You know, some leagues starting before others, some leagues playing one non-conference game, some none. Is there one conference that you think has done the best job so far that stands out?
I think the conference that's probably been the most maybe thoughtful or cautious is probably the Big Ten. They were the first to go conference only, which obviously a lot of others have followed suit, including the SEC and the Pac-12. And they're the conference that it just seems to be a little more ahead when it comes to some of the safety things. So they certainly, and I still hear, and I think a lot of people around college football hear, that, you know, if any of the major conferences are going to shut it down, it probably is going to be the Big Ten. Yeah, they seem to just be, you know, more on the cautious side, siding on the cautious side of things. So they've done a nice job in their health, in-season health safety type plan was certainly really detailed, you know, and you could tell there's a lot of thought put into it.
Ross, what do you think would shut down the Big Ten, or really any college football program for that matter, if we get started?
Well, mass outbreaks, you know, on campuses or just on teams or maybe even communities. So it would have to be some pretty mass outbreaks that would basically debilitate a team. And I don't know what the number is there of, you know, is it 15% of the team? Is it 20 at 25? I saw South Carolina coach Will Muschamp had mentioned he could see still playing a game with 55 scholarship players. So maybe that, you know, is that the number somewhat that would be like 30%, 35% of a team out? So I don't know what the answer is, but somewhere around, if you had too many teams in the Big Ten that have, you know, 20, 30% of their teams out for the game, you know, in quarantine or even out of practice, I guess that would do it, you know. So it would probably be the spread. And then if you look at it nationally, it would probably be the local health departments in their situations, you know, the hospitals and the testing labs. That's probably another thing, too. There's so many hurdles with this, the testing. In the, you know, Big Ten schools obviously can afford to test. In a lot of Power Fives the same, and some Group of Fives can afford the testing. It's not the affordability of the testing. I think it's the return time. You know, you've got to get it within, you know, 72 hours or so. You test Wednesday night it's the earliest you can test before a Saturday game, and you got to get those test results back.
We're talking with Ross Dellinger from Sports Illustrated. We're talking college football. Ross, you know, yesterday they announced the dates for the college football playoff, including a later date, obviously. And everybody's going to have to be flexible because, you know, as you talked about, if they may postpone games, the schedule might have to change. A lot of teams, the schools have built in bye weeks. But, is it going to be even a tougher challenge if we're lucky enough to get to the college football playoff? Is it going to be even a tougher challenge than most years to pick the teams accurately when there'll be virtually no crossover at all?
Yeah, it is. And, you know, that's the advantage, I guess, maybe a little bit that the ACC and the Big 12 have, but their extra games will be against Group of Five programs. So you still don't have that crossover at the Power Five level. You don't have those. You know, when we get to the end of a season, a lot of times we look to those games. We look right to, you know, the LSU, like last year is a good example, LSU in Texas. You know, we looked to that game to stack up the conferences and to formulate conference strength. And we won't have those this year. And that's going to certainly be an issue, and there'll be some problems. Of all the problems, I would say that when it comes to like this, the health and safety stuff, obviously is most important, but that's one that's a really an interesting issue at the end of the season when you get there and you don't have those games to judge a team on. So it's going to be like the old days where teams just played conference schedules, and you're going to go back to the 50s and 60s where you had like 8-game schedule and it was just mostly conference games. It's going to be weird.
Do you think the Group of Five schools will play? Like, I know Connecticut pulled out yesterday in the American Conference, of course, but I mean, you think the MAC, the Sun Belt, Mountain West, and American all play?
I'm not too sure. I'm really not. You know, they seem to be moving forward to playing, and some of them even playing 12 games, many as 12 games, which seems hard to fathom. But you know, they're moving forward on it, and so it's just the same as we were talking about earlier. It would be bright, you know, outbreaks and stuff that way, I guess, would slow them down because they seem to be moving forward on everything. And you know, in order to do that, they have to meet these pretty strict testing protocols and such, medical plans and stuff by the NCAA, and that costs a lot of money. And that's going to be the thing with those programs. They are already, they don't make money off of football in a regular year. And now they're really not going to make money off of football because they're not going to have very many fans, and they're not going to have probably quite as many games. They don't have the bye games, the big against the Power Five teams, or at least a lot of them won't. So yeah, I could see a situation where some of the Group of Five programs just say, we can't do it, we can't play. And maybe that happens at some point during camp when they realize it's too difficult. I would keep a close eye on that because I don't think UConn's going to be the only program to shut it down.
We're talking with Ross Dellinger from SI. Ross, I saw you tweeted about an hour ago that, you know, after the official announcement by Micah Parsons that he was opting out, the 10 Power 5 players have opted out. And we were talking about it yesterday that, you know, people are so desperate for football, obviously. They're going to watch no matter who opts out. But when it's all said and done, by the time we get there, do you expect a lot of players that could potentially be high-round picks to opt out?
Already, I think it's around, yeah, 3 or 4 high-profile NFL-type guys. I can't name them all right now, but I think it's around 3 or 4, and I'm guessing they're not going to be the only ones. This is a domino thing, and I would expect over the next day or two or maybe the next week or even the next hour here, because I know there's some things brewing at Clemson, that you could have a lot more players sit out. Maybe that number of at least of draftable players, high-profile draftable players, so top 3-round type guys, you could have that number get to 15. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if it gets to 12 to 15. And then during the season, you know, if you have outbreaks and interruptions, game cancellations, you might have players, you know, 3 weeks in say this isn't worth it.
Ross, what's the latest with the Pac-12 and the players that were talking about refusing to play if their demands were not met?
They will meet tonight. They would have a first discussion tonight, the Pac-12 and the We Are United player movement. They will talk tonight. I believe it's 8 p.m. Pacific time on a Zoom call with the commissioner and two Pac-12 athletic directors and an associate commissioner. So they will all be on the Zoom call tonight to discuss, as you mentioned, to discuss this list of demands and such.
You mentioned something going on at Clemson. What are you hearing down there? I mean, some of their star, not Trevor Lawrence, right? I mean, you think some other players could opt out?
Well, I think Trevor. They had a weigh in, I guess, yesterday that kind of kicks off fall camp or preseason practice, mm-hmm. and several players, including Xavier Thomas, the defensive player, was did not show up. So. I think that there could potentially be some players down there opting out, but never say never. They're these type of things. They're kind of like when players declare for the NFL draft in December, January. They go back and forth and back and forth when underclassmen start to try to declare. And so you never know exactly what's going to happen until they announce something or until the school announces something. But I certainly would expect more players, high profile players to opt out this year.
Ross, good stuff, man. Let's hope for the best. Hopefully we'll see the guys on the field in a month. We hope that they can be done safely and they can be out there. Thanks, Ross. We appreciate the time.
All right, guys. See y'all.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.